Hello and welcome to English Snacks, a delectable morsel of a podcast where we delve into the fascinating world of English vocabulary. I'm your host, Amber. I'd like to serve you my insights so you can develop your fluency. Please feel free to enjoy this English snack at a slower speed if you need, or pause between example sentences if you'd like to repeat them. I serve you the English snack, but how you enjoy it is your choice. In today's episode, we're going to explore the terms to scaffold and scaffolding. What does scaffold mean? Where does it come from? And how is it used in modern day English, especially when it comes to learning a language? Let's find out. The word scaffold comes from the Latin term for support. A scaffold is usually a structure around a building made of poles and platforms to help builders make or fix a building. But in education, scaffolding refers to the helpful strategies teachers use to support learners through stages of learning, modeling words or dialogue, simplifying tasks, providing vocabulary, prompting with questions, or using visuals. We can use scaffold as a verb or a noun. Let's hear two examples of each. Feel free to hit pause if you wish to repeat these sentences. Firstly, as a verb. The teacher scaffolded the lesson by modeling the dialogue, then having the students practice in pairs. We need to scaffold the writing task so beginners don't feel overwhelmed. Now let's hear scaffolding as a noun. Again, feel free to pause and repeat. Through careful scaffolding, the students were able to use the past tense. Effective scaffolding helps bridge the gap between what learners can do alone and what they can achieve. As you may have noticed, scaffolding is used as a metaphor in terms of education. I'd like to share with you four similar ways to talk about helping someone. To give someone a leg up. To provide help that puts someone in a better position. Training wheels. Temporary support to help someone learn something new. Hand holding. Offering extensive support through a process. To build a foundation. To start with basic knowledge before moving on. Now it's your turn. How do you like to scaffold your language learning? I'd love to know your answers. And I'm secretly hoping that my podcast is helping you too. Feel free to leave a comment wherever you're listening to this podcast. Thank you for joining me today to learn about scaffolding. I hope today's episode has expanded your understanding of this term and how to use it effectively. Hungry to improve your English? Subscribe to English Snacks and munch on mouth-watering mini lessons served fresh and bite-sized. Every episode is packed with tasty tips, sprinkled with encouragement, and whipped up to help you grow. Bring your learning appetite. Each lesson is a sweet treat you won't want to miss.